This morning, I've designed a message that talks about our mission and our budget for 2008, but it's appropriate for us to start with Scripture. And if you'll turn to the back of your bulletin, you will find 1 Peter 1 through 8 texted on your page. Find it? And there's seven blanks there. I want each of you to take a pencil, and I'll give you the answer to fill in the blanks. Each of you will have a different answer than the person next to you. What I want you to do is to write your name into each one of those blanks. Your name fills in the blanks. Now, if you're like me, number seven looks more sloppy than number one. Here's the point. Simon Peter, a servant of the Apostle Jesus Christ, to you personally. That's why I wanted you to put your name in to personalize that. Who, through the righteousness of God our Savior, Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. I want you to circle the word faith in there. Last message I got to bring you was on faith. Last Sunday I had a really cool message on submission, and God decided to lay me down flat for a week to teach me a lesson. So I probably will do that submission lesson sometime in the future, but there might have been a personal lesson in that one for me. Faith is what I talked about the last time I got to talk to you. And in the criticalness of what we are attempting to do in our personal lives and our church, faith is a key component in that. Grace and peace be yours, Wilmer, in abundance through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Jesus our Lord, it says. Knowledge is the other word I would like you to circle. It's not talking about book knowledge there, head smart knowledge. It's talking more like an intimate knowledge. A legal term for sexual intercourse is carnal knowledge. An intimate experience in a personal nature with God. That's the type of knowledge that we look for in our individual lives through faith. Not a factual how many miles, you know, geographical locations. Any of that's fine to know, but the knowledge that Peter is trying us to get us to experience is a personal, intimate relationship knowledge. His divine power has been given, Wilmer, everything we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us, Wilmer, by His glory and goodness. Everything we need. Did you put your name in there? Excuse me. Everything I need has been given to us. Through these, He has given us a very great and precious promise that through Him, Wilmer, may receive a may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort, Wilmer, to add to your faith goodness. Add to your goodness knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, patience. To perseverance, goodness. To goodness, brotherly kindness. And to brother kindness, love. If you want to have a good Christmas list, how many of you are working on your Christmas list? Things to do, gifts to buy. Some of us have to figure out what we want to give to somebody else to buy it for us. Everybody's got a Christmas list, a to-do list. What I want you to do is on the top of the list, put an increasing faith in the Lord Jesus Christ personally. He's provided everything. He's done everything for you. And increase your intimate knowledge of Him in this season. To actually add to your faith and add to your experience with Him, and then continue on down the list. But start with those two. If you, Wilmer, possess these qualities in an increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. He starts with knowing Lord. The end product of everything we're asking you to do in the church is, the end product is relationship with Him. And if you and I would pursue a personal faith and a personal knowledge of Him, that would make our church productive and effective. What is going to make your life different is your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's now relationship. Not past history, what it was like three Christmases ago, what it was like when I was the first Christian at Christmas. Not what it's like for somebody else. You personal. An intimate, personal, faithful, trusting, dependent knowledge of Him. That's the point of church. And helping other people who don't have that come to have that faith and that knowledge. That's the point. Personalize it. Put your name in these scriptures. Apply this to your own self. What I hope to develop is a church of self-feeding Christians who are willing to encourage other people to get hungry and develop them to a point where they are self-feeding Christians. Self-realization, personal experience. Okay? That's the message. Now to the business at hand. You'll find a budget in your bulletin. If you turn it over, what I've done is compared last year to this year. Last year, we set aside $500 for campers to help them go to camp. It's the same this year. Last year, we gave $3,000 to the general fund of Camp Adeline. This year, we're budgeting $1,000. And it's not because we're not pro-Camp Adeline. If you don't have one of these to give you all the dates of Camp Adeline, colorful things that Paulie printed, please take one of these from the pew. Plan on attending there. The reason that we're not giving them as much money this year as last year is some of you remember that some time ago I dismantled the Rock River Conference in the basement of this church. And as we took the funds that were from Rock River Conference, we gave a lot of that to missionaries and we gave a lot of that to Camp Adeline. And Camp Adeline's financial ship has docked. All of those funds have now been transferred to Camp Adeline. It's close to $200,000 that they received. So we're going to allocate our money someplace else. We're still going to continue to give to them. But that's why we changed it a little bit. They have cash in the bank. Vacation Bible School, we're going to invest $500 in there. That's the same as last year. The total is $2,000 less than our budget. When we get to the bottom line on the budget, you'll find that there's $6,700 less. There's $2,000 of what we cut out of the budget. World missions, our missionaries in China, our missionaries in India, our missionaries serving food in the hungry, and our missionaries in Africa, we did not touch their money at all. Those people out on the field who were counting on our support, we supported them at the same level. Look forward to the days when we can add more people to that. But we left all of that the same. So, and then we will also give 3.5% of our gross income after we take the deductions. There are several things that are not taxed, so to speak, that are not part of the denominationals. But we will give them money this year as well. So, how's our mission budget adding up? Do the numbers say we are an inwardly focused church as far as missions go or an outwardly focused church? One, that'll be a question I will ask you repetitively. Is our focus inward on taking care of us? Or is our focus outward, helping the lost find him and find us? So, the numbers say we're spending $2,000 here and over $8,000, almost $9,000 there. So, financially, are we inward or outward focused? Outward focused, which is a good thing. We're going to give more to people out there than we're going to spend on ourselves. Our total mission giving is over $10,000. It's almost 11. Remember that number when we get to the bottom line and let's see if the church is giving 10%. There's a picture of me in Africa. It's one of my favorite pictures. That's a rocket hole in the church wall. Operating budget. Here's all the nuts and bolts of the running the small business of a church. I had a conversation over Thanksgiving with a respected businessman that I respect a lot in his business. Actions, and his comment was that the church needs to be run as effectively and efficiently as any business. Probably better because it's God's business. A lot of times when you get people on a church board, they just leave their expertise and their passion and their drive outside. We don't have a board like that. But we want to have an excellent business. So books and materials, same this year as last year. Our license for using music, same as last year. Commonwealth Edison, we're thinking that that's going to be less. Last year there was that big scare, remember, coming on that they were going to change the way Commonwealth is allowed to charge us, and we kind of added more money. But this is more realistic. So when you get to the bottom line, there's going to be $550 difference that we took from what we're expecting Commonwealth Edison. Our conference and seminars, we left that the same. Our garbage, we took $50 out of there. So there's $600 on this slide that you see changed. Gifts and flowers all stayed the same. Insurance stayed the same. Our janitors stayed the same, but that may be subject to change. There's a possibility we'll offer our janitor a pay increase. We haven't done that yet, so I didn't put it on there. LP gas, we're expecting to be the same. Our maintenance of equipment, the miscellaneous expenses and office supplies. Most of these things, pulpit supply, we anticipate them being close to the same. Here's one that changed. Last year we spent $15,000 put a new roof on the church. Next year we're going to spend $10,000 and get the parsonage usable, workable. So we're going to budget $10,000 to get the parsonage to where somebody could live in there. But that again will show up $5,000 difference on the bottom line. So if you add up the red ones or the ones in your budget so far, that's where you see the $6,700 difference in the budget for next year. Maybe it's $7,600. That's what it is. $7,600 is less. So all of these other things, the special events, the youth things like we're doing tonight, those all stay the same. Pastor's housing stays the same. So the budget last year was $53,900. This year it's $48,300. It's several thousand dollars less. The pastor's salary isn't up in there because I live, like Deb, on grant. Most of Deb's business is done by grants. We have a pastor's subsidy grant that pays my salary. So that's not in the budget up there. We'll actually take that money out of savings. Unless there's enough money in the bank not to, and then we don't. Lori has enough money, we pay that from someplace else. So the total last year was $105,369. This year we anticipate it being $97,700. So basically, our church is $100,000 a year small business, is basically what we do. So, last year in the money market, this time of year, we had $101,000. This year, we have $78,000. You can say, oh my goodness, there's $20,000 out of there. Yeah? That's what it's in there for. About $40,000 of that $80,000, somewhere in that general vicinity, $30,000 plus $40,000, is left of the pastor's subsidy. So technically, the church has about $40,000 in the bank. Okay? So, I ran through all of that really quickly. They said do it in 20 minutes or less, and I did it in less. Questions on any of those numbers? I put them all there, and all the changes I underlined for you. Here's where you talk or ask. Yes, ma'am.
Just one thing I want to add to that is, once the salary subsidy is gone for pastors, we have to support that. We need that. And if we have to do that, what did we say, 20 months and it was done?
Yeah, there's another, there's a good year. The plan we laid out before the Lord and the Rock River Conference was that we believed that in 3 years there would be enough income generated in the revenues of the church to support a pastor. And I'm still believing that's going to happen. And if it doesn't, it's like the storm last night. This is the way it is, and we'll work through it together. But she's right. Other thoughts, comments, or questions? If you have ideas or thoughts or places you think we should spend more money or less money, talk to Don or Deb or Lori or I on the finance committee, and we'll certainly look at reevaluating and spending more. And we're like the federal government. If we, through the year, if we run over budget, it's the way it goes. Budget's just a target that we're aiming at. It's our best guess. Yeah, that's it. Yesterday I did a 9-month average of income of the church, and it's right around $5,000 a month, somewhere in that general vicinity. So we anticipate like receiving $60,000, somewhere around there in income this next year. So when you look at your budget and you add the 48 to the 84 up there, most of the budgetary items will be covered by your tithing and giving to the church. It's just that high-priced preacher boy you got at the bottom that's... Okay? Anybody else? Thoughts, questions, comments? Okay, here's the conclusion. How's our mission giving adding up? We said we're going to give in missions 10-8. Our budget is 9-7. How are we adding up? It's almost 12%, which is an area that I always want you to look at. I always want us not just be thinking of ourselves. Not just like most people at this Christmas time of year. It's all about me. God has given you everything so that it can be all about them. Those you know who don't know the Lord yet. This is a great time of the year. Everybody's talking about Christmas anyway. Talk to them about the reality, the reason God came to earth and inhabited a male body similar to mine is to purchase their eternal relationship with a loving Heavenly Father. Help them find Him amidst Christmas. Help them become part of the kingdom with us. There's a cool song that Marty and the boys do. We are the body. If God's going to have hands this Christmas, He'll probably use yours. If God's going to have feet this Christmas, probably be yours. If He's going to have a mouth, it'll probably be yours. Let Him do that through you. That's what 2 Peter is all about. Through faith and experiential knowledge of Him, share that with other people. Do the fresh stuff that's going on in your life. My present testimony is I wrote a sermon on submission, and God decided to lay me flat for a week and give me some personal, practical illustrations of how totally dependent on Him that I am. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk most of the week. People kept saying, "Were you going to get somebody else to do church?" No, I think He'll give me enough breath to get that done by then. Yesterday, I couldn't talk. That's my personal testimony. God's doing a work in my life. He's doing it in yours too. Acknowledge that to Him and acknowledge it to other people. At least 10% of your day. Give Him an offering. Let Him use you.